This is the E-Commerce Brain Trust, a podcast about building momentum online for established consumer brands. Join our hosts and their expert guests for high-level conversations about e-commerce strategies, trends, and innovations. Access our brain trust and boost your brand's e-commerce potential.
Hello, welcome to the E-Commerce Brain Trust podcast. I'm Julie Spear, head of retail marketplace services at Acadia. And today we're joined by Damiano, who is a senior retail media manager, also at Acadia. Damiano heads up our retail media network innovation team, as well as managing client accounts. And this retail media network innovation team evaluates expanding our services across the many retail channels that we currently manage for our clients. We've previously had you on here before, Damiano, to share insights about Chewy and Kroger ad platforms. If you haven't listened to those episodes, I encourage you to check them out as they're a great primer for how we're seeing trends across numerous retail media networks currently out there. Today, Damiano is joining us to discuss all things Ulta. So without further ado, welcome, Damiano.
Thank you so much. Good to be back. Happy to talk about Ulta today.
Yes. Yeah. Our series of episodes on retail media networks will just keep expanding with each one that we're going deeper into on behalf of our clients. So today, Ulta it is.
Yeah.
I think Ulta is pretty unique in that it doesn't get really the brand recognition as some of the less category dependent retailers like Amazon, Walmart, Instacart, and Target. But as we'll talk through later, Ulta is really a powerful platform that's we're seeing show some promising results. So with that in mind, can you catch us up on the channel? What is Ulta? How long has it been around from an e-com perspective? Its relative maturity as an ad platform? Really anything that kind of brings us up to speed?
Yeah. Ulta is essentially a kind of platform, a retail media or retail marketplace. Let's just start with that. That's primarily focused on beauty products and has a both in-store and e-com presence. As for the e-com space, I'm not 100% sure when they got started and started ramping up, but as all things e-com, everything kind of comes thick and fast. And I think it's sufficient just to say that they do currently permit and provide advertising solutions and obviously selling and buying through e-com for brands and customers alike. So as for Ulta and their, let's say, advertising or retail media market landscape, they are partnered with Criteo. And as for their maturity, I would say that in terms of retail media marketplaces, let's say buying inventory, selling on Ulta, etc., they're relatively, let's say, young. When it comes to, for example, advertising, they're very much dependent on their partner, Criteo, and that platform itself. So they do kind of offer the basics in terms of advertising and being successful on the platform, but they're still relatively, let's say, fresh as they're not as sophisticated as the Instacarts or Walmarts or Amazons of the world, where you don't have a lot of disposal of first-party data to inform certain decisions of, for example, advertising on the platform itself. So you would need a lot of different third-party tools to inform certain decisions, which Ulta currently do not provide.
What are some examples of that? Are we talking like keyword research, understanding competitive landscape? Is that where you're seeing the limitations? And how can brands kind of circumvent that and deal with that limitation?
Yeah, it's exactly that. So from an advertising standpoint, it's 100% just understanding the size of the prize in terms of category level data, the competition within each category or subcategory, being able to do a thorough keyword research, understanding even search volumes for specific keywords that might be very inherent to a brand's product. So yeah, these are kind of limitations where right now, especially self-serve brands that want to do their own advertising are very limited.
Are there any options for getting those insights that you're tapping into for our partners?
Yeah, for our partners, we have a couple. One thing is we have PackView, which is our overarching advertising partner and tool that kind of offers everything that we can do to create campaigns, to manage campaigns. But it goes beyond that. PackView even helps enhance what even Criteo can do by allowing us to do any day parting. If that's a trend that we see a particular brand could use, PackView has a fantastic share of voice, share of shelf kind of analysis, so competitor analysis. And yeah, oh, it also has a great budget manager, any types of taggings or things like that. We can kind of group certain products to kind of understand them better and see how certain product lines might kind of be communicating with each other and how they might be performing on the platform. So yeah, PackView obviously in of itself just gives us a lot of extra information that maybe even Criteo doesn't. And then our other partner is Analytic Index. And Analytic Index gives us a lot of that category data that, for example, through Criteo, through any other advertising platform, we just wouldn't have. And that's very valuable because being able to see the category that you're in, being able to see the share of sales, which competitors are in the space, it really gives you a really holistic view of the category itself and gives you a lot of insights and what your competitors are doing.
Yeah, it's like there's degrees to which Ulta is still maturing as a platform, but as with any of these platforms, you still need the other tools to extract deeper level insights, to get a broader view of the competitive landscape, and to really understand how to position your brand from a media perspective. So
yeah,
at least that part, they're consistent.
Yeah, 100%.
Let's go a little bit further into the media buying aspect on Ulta Beauty, their retail media network. How do you approach buying media on Ulta?
Yeah, essentially you have two ways. So Ulta provides a self-service model, which we've already briefly discussed through Criteo, but also a managed model through their UB media team, which is an internal team in Ulta that essentially serves the brands that are selling on Ulta to kind of advertise on the platform and prove, let's say, their overall offering. There is a slight difference between self-serve and the managed service. With the self-serve, we are able to essentially do sponsored product ads, just the classical ads that you would see in a category on a search page, search and browse, let's say, ads. And essentially, that is it. Through Criteo, there are other tools that would allow you to do maybe offsite display that could lead to Ulta. But essentially, strictly talking to buying inventory on Ulta, as a self-serve, you only have sponsored product ads. UB team, they do offer on-site display ads, but you're very limited. What that means is that I believe that there is a fixed budget. I don't remember exactly how much it is, if it's between $50,000 or $75,000. And that's, I believe, the minimum. And the UB team will kind of manage that budget for you. From what I've understood, though, we have also anyone going through this particular on-site display campaigns also don't have a lot of levers to pull. So the UB team will decide where the ad will place and doesn't really give a lot of control to the brands themselves. I'm not sure if in the last, let's say, 6 months this has changed, but as of my last piece of information, this is kind of how those campaigns are managed. So that's kind of how you would buy media on Ulta.
Yeah, I feel like as with anything, when we're talking about retail media networks and their features and ad types and how you buy media, it's always important to add that disclaimer of, I haven't looked at this since yesterday, so mm-hmm. It could have changed.
100%. I wouldn't be surprised if the minimum has changed or it's gone away or something like that. 6 months in the e-com space is 10 years in any other sector.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's dig into the Criteo aspect of this a little bit more. For those that are perhaps more used to buying media on other non-Criteo channels, can you give us an overview of how Criteo is either similar or different to buying media on the other retail media channels? And you've gone into it a bit already on how you see this playing out on Ulta. Mm-hmm. But if there are any other details that you want to fit in relative to the Criteo aspect.
Yeah, any brand that would like to advertise on Ulta would probably need to go through the Criteo Commerce Max. So that's kind of a Criteo advertising type, let's say, that they offer, and strictly for retail media marketplaces. And the way the campaigns are just very similar to what you would see in Amazon or Walmart or Instacart. These are campaigns that are, again, as I mentioned, in that search and category browsing area. And they are essentially contextually keyword-based campaigns. What that essentially means is that you would promote your product. It would stay within your category. So it's not, let's say, as expansive as Amazon that if I, let's say, have a shampoo, I can even go and sell that shampoo in a supplement category. You can't do that with Criteo. You have to stick within, let's say, your little node, your subcategory. But it's also keyword-based. So you can also, for particular keywords, you can try and rank for them or just kind of show up for them in general. There are three types of campaigns that you can have. They're all sponsored product campaigns, but they have three types. And the Criteo platform will automatically optimize them. And it will optimize them based on the three different criteria. Hence why I say you have three different campaign types. One is clicks optimized, one is conversion optimized, and one is revenue optimized. The campaigns essentially just go on the platform and based on the optimization metric that you choose, clicks, conversions, or revenue, the Criteo campaigns will just kind of try and self-optimize for the particular metrics. For clicks, it will be CTR. For revenue, it will be conversion rate, et cetera, et cetera. So yeah, I believe that's pretty much it. It's not super expansive. Like I said, it's keyword-based. There are also negative keywords, but essentially that's all that we can do on Ulta, on-site Ulta through Criteo for now. Off-site, you also have audience targeting, but that's kind of off-site leading to Ulta. So yeah, that would also just need to be explored. But I'm just strictly speaking about on Ulta.
Okay. That's helpful. And there's clearly some nuance to buying media via Criteo and with Ulta specifically. Given that, what are you seeing in terms of general performance and even competition for the brands that we're actively managing on Ulta?
Yeah, so far, really positive results. Competition is quite low. As mentioned before, we have share of voice data that we can see that as soon as we started advertising, we were able to gain a significant share of both overall share of shelf and paid share of voice. Competition seems to be quite low. We also had a lot of our active clients being able to be top of search, which I know that in, for example, places like Amazon and Walmart, it almost seems like a bloodbath on like, can we get top of search? Here it seemed relatively easy and the returns have been quite profitable as well. Of course, we would need to see on a, let's say, comparing apples to apples, of course, in places like Amazon or Walmart, budgets might be slightly bigger. But yeah, for now, the budgets that we've been given and we've been managing, we've been able to be quite profitable.
There's definitely the early adopter advantage, it sounds like, happening right now with the competition from an advertising perspective being somewhat low. And to your point that the budgets you've been given and we're seeing the profitability, how would you advise on a meaningful media investment for Ulta? How would you go about developing the allocation for that channel? And what factors would you take into account as you frame what the appropriate investment is for a brand?
Yeah, so for the appropriate investment, I think that you have to see things holistically. We would have to see how the brand is performing essentially in an omni-channel perspective. But it all starts with sizing up the prize. What can the brand achieve? Like how much can they achieve it on Ulta? And essentially going from there, we have as an agency the fortune to have third-party tools where we're able to dive into the category and see where the opportunity lies. And also working with great client partners that give us information of their omni-channel so we can then direct how much budget we should be allocating to a channel like Ulta. And also in Ulta, one thing that we also have to remember is that it is slightly different to, for example, an Amazon or an Instacart because Ulta is also in-store. It's not strictly e-com. The evaluation of how much budget we need to give or give specific products really needs to be weighed and studied in a thorough and meaningful manner because there are thousands of strategies that can come from Ulta. Maybe you have a very strong in-store presence, but your .com is very weak. So how do you want to do that? Do you want to push your top products online so that they can be top sellers as well? Or do you want to maybe push your weaker sellers, like in-store sellers, online so that maybe you drive that awareness and consideration so that also you will be increasing that in-store presence and those in-store sales? There is also a very large complexity to Ulta, and you really need to be able to analyze everything holistically to determine exactly how you want to strategize and how you want to enter into the market.
The ad types themselves might be rather simple because you're limited, but the complexity comes into play because you're dealing with a brick and mortar as well as a marketplace, e-com, retail media strategy. You have to look at it that way. And then, my gosh, factor it into all your other channels that you're competing and selling in as well. It really does layer on the complexity. But as we're kind of in the zone of talking about the fact that Ulta is like those other channels that we're seeing more and more of, they start brick and mortar and then you move into a marketplace and overlay a retail media capability, we run into issues with attribution across in-store versus e-com, and then you've got the murky area in between there. How do you approach this in assessing the impact of your advertising for Ulta, and maybe even if you want to veer into some other similar retailers as well?
Yeah, sure. 100%. I think whenever there is an in-store aspect to it, things can become very, very complex. I can say with a lot of certainty that, for example, other places like Kroger, for example, there are very deep attribution problems for places like that. Also Walmart, it could be included in this, where, for example, your advertising sales will be bigger than the, let's say, .com section of your sales. And for Kroger, I have it also confirmed from the team in Kroger that online advertising ad sales are also attributed from in-store sales. So someone can go in this, like, see your ad on the platform, not buy it, go into a store, purchase the product, and then you get that sale attributed to your ads. Whenever there's this in-store aspect, it always increases the complexity. With Ulta, I have to admit that their sales reporting is top-notch. It's really, really great. It's very comprehensive. You can download some very easy reports that tell you the in-store aspect, the .com aspect. They lay it out per UPC. That's how we do it. We look at all of this information. We obviously leverage our partners at PacView to give us that level of advertising data, so even per UPC level. And we just look, we see, okay, product X, we increased spend by 50%. What influence did that have in the .com? Did it have also in-store? We can also take a look, maybe not only from a sales perspective, but also just general clicks. Did a certain increase in clicks drive more in-store sales? So one thing I do have to say with Ulta is that the reporting that you get from their platform is actually very well done. I can't say the same for other retailers. So yeah, I think that that's definitely an advantage point for Ulta.
That's no small advantage. That's huge.
Yeah. Especially when trying to justify ad spend, ad sales, because it's just so easy to take your top five products and just see, okay, we've been investing for, let's say, 2 months, and these are the effects that we've had both in-store and .com. And it's so easy and so comprehensive to see.
Especially when you consider Ulta, for most brands, that's going to be an incremental play. That's not the anchor network for them. It's a test channel. So to be able to access those insights and to understand the impact of your investment in that way, that's truly no small thing. That is highly, highly significant. How about I wrap up with one bow question, put a bow on the whole thing. Given your experience across channels, across marketplaces, and specifically now with Ulta, what would you say would be the characteristics of a brand that absolutely should be on Ulta, advertising on Ulta, versus a brand that might want to wait and hold off before expanding their media strategy across to Ulta? How would you paint the picture of those two brands?
Yeah, For a brand that I would say is ready for Ulta and should definitely start expanding there is, I think that if they have their ducks in a row in, let's say, their most important nodes, so for example, their D2C site is running well, their Amazon is running well, maybe they have a secondary marketplace like, I don't know, Walmart or something like that, or Target, where they're selling their products and they're performing well. I think that when they start to slowly see that CPCs in Amazon are becoming just higher and higher and higher, and there's ever more competition, I think that they're ready when they can give even a sizable budget to the test of what Ulta can provide them. And what I mean by that is, I know that obviously we said Ulta often is viewed as, well, let's test and kind of see how it is. It's very specific to my products. It's a very niche retailer. But I think that a brand is ready to go onto Ulta when they can also test into it, but also give a sizable amount of budget and really see the fruits of that budget. Because sometimes what can happen is that, and here's the other side of that, the brands that are not ready, is that if they're willing to test, but they want to give $1,000 in a month for their products that they have, I don't think that they're ready then. If they're not willing to try and test, learn, and even benefit from the low CPCs, the low competition, things like that. I think that if you want to be successful on Ulta, like any marketplace, you have to study it well. You have to be very thorough, but you have to give a good go at it. Otherwise, I think it will probably never be successful.
And would you put a timeline on the test? How long before you decide, nope, especially in the case of deciding not to stay in the channel, how long should a brand give?
I would say about 6 months, if I'm thinking about it. I think 6 months is enough. I think that by that time, you can maybe have accumulated enough advertising spend and traction to see the effects that it's going to have on your account. I think anything less than 6 months, we also know that there are consideration windows to everything. And one thing that's also very new and kind of going back to the complexity of in-store versus .com is that it might not take the 1 week or 2 weeks of someone seeing an ad and then going into the store and buying it. I would give it a good 6 months to also be able to kind of see effects like that. Not only on, okay, I invested a certain amount of money now, okay, this is the return that I have, but what is that compounding return after the whole consideration window is done? When maybe also, I would also add this, is that when people are ready to repurchase your products, because we know that, especially in the beauty category, I believe the average is what, like 90 days-ish? Some people now tend to, if it says, okay, 90 uses, some people maybe take 100 days, 120 days. So you also want to see that cycle come back to you. And can you build on that? Does the advertising allow you to build on that? So there are many things to consider, but I think minimum 6 months.
6 months is kind of what I had in my head without all of the very objective, clear reasons that you were mapping out. That was just my gut. And so I appreciate the context and objective perspective that you added to that timeline. Thank you for all of your insights and all of the information that you've shared today around Ulta. I can't wait to have you back to talk about another retail marketplace and media network someday soon. But thank you for your time today, Damiano. It was great speaking with you.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much.